How to open a clear spirit communication channel. Imagine getting crystal clear messages from spirits. For mediumship, opening a clear channel is essential when making spirit contact. How to get clear messages from spirits is done by using focus and setting intention. Focus is a key ingredient tuning into your spirit channel for successful mediumship. You'll discover that fine-tuning your spirit channel as a medium is essential for successful spirit communication. The most challenging part of spirit channel fine-tuning is learning to focus. Think of this like entering a room crowded with people who are all talking at once. It's a cacophony of input that overwhelms your senses. Yet, within seconds, you can locate friends you want to join and make a beeline towards them. So, how did you do this? The simple act of focusing your spirit channel. It's simple. Focus. All your senses align toward identifying and locating your friends. You scan the room for recall of specific faces, clothing, and other physical characteristics. Your ears tune in to the frequencies of sound that are closest to what you know signals their voices. Your sense of smell seeks the fragrances your friends typically use. Also, you tend to search for other details that narrow the scope of your quest to find your friends. You look for other things which easily identify them. All this plays out in the blink of an eye without much conscious effort from your mind. Additionally, time is barely perceptible. In minutes you are conversing and having a great time. Without focus, using your spirit channel gets confusing. Learning to focus your mediumistic skills is similar to singling out friends in a crowded room. And, with a little practice, it becomes easy and fast to make the connection, especially if you're a mental medium. Without focus, spirit messages may seem garbled, unintelligible, and downright confusing. More than one budding medium has given up their studies because they seem unable to connect and receive clear spirit messages. Tapping into your sixth senses. Spirit channel fine-tuning is also about concentrated tapping into your clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance, and clairsentience sixth sense abilities. It's through focus, practice, and frequently using your sixth sense skills that ultimately boosts your core abilities to receive mediumistic messages. And it also depends on how you best make spirit contact, which becomes your most trusted method. Filtering the signals that spirits send. Receiving spirit signals requires a filtering process that is obviously more difficult than finding your friends at a party. Moreover, it's one of the most challenging but essential things a medium must do to create a link to particular spirits accurately. Beginners find focus challenging. Our minds are busy all the time. The mind is continually completing tasks, holding conversations, debating, and ruminating on decisions, both small and life-changing. Therefore, the physical volume must be tuned down so you can zone into your spirit channel. Focus isn't that hard. In fact, we do it when we study, watch a television program, read a book, and similar activities. The secret is transferring this focus for contacting spirits. If you need to create an image that instantly helps you to focus, do it. For example, place an image of a spiral image with a daughter star in the middle and concentrate on this for a while. Make the image as pretty and colorful as you want. Was it just my imagination? As a beginner, the signals spirits send are less noticeable in the conscious mind. If you're a newbie to mediumship studies, it's possible your mind thinks you heard a voice or saw a picture. But did you really? Ask yourself, was it just your imagination giving you these impressions? Even for more advanced level mediums, this kind of self-questioning is actually a sign of continuing development. Often, real mediumship seems like just imagination in the beginning. And this is one of the core questions I receive most from beginner students. Instead of trusting what they're receiving, there's the tendency to mistrust it as an actual spirit making contact. Why? Because we are taught early on that seeing, hearing, and sensing things that aren't tangible belongs in the realm of having a mental illness. Is it any wonder natural and beginner mediums battle this dilemma? Picking up the signals. When a spirit presence is perceived, it's no accident. For most mediums, relatives pass over might drop by to say hello. Just as when alive, they want to catch up on news and find out what's happening with the rest of the family. Can you blame them? I have to say that this happens more when the person has just died, but the visits begin to fade over time as the spirit has moved on to higher dimensions for their soul's progress. Spirituals that spontaneously connect. For many budding mediums, especially natural mediums, a spirit may constantly appear or attempt some kind of contact without being asked to come through. Obviously, this causes disruptions in someone's life when they are trying to do other things. They may feel like some giant antenna is attached to their head that's always picking up lots of static, voices, or image impressions, whether a still shot, slideshow, or video clip. Being a magnetic beacon for spirits. I have an amazingly gifted student who recently reached out for help. She recently opened her mediumship channels, but unfortunately is now receiving visual and audible contact from spirits 24/7. She mentions it's starting to impact her marriage negatively. We went over the things she could do to keep this from permanently damaging her life. First, the bad news. You might want to consider turning your back on everything to do with mediumship for a while. It doesn't have to be forever. Just put everything on hold for a few months or a month at the very least to determine if the constant pestering becomes less of a problem. In time, you can cautiously open your channel a little at a time and see what happens. Secondly, work with your spirit guides and angels and ask them help you with this situation. Thirdly, for me, when spirits start to crowd in, I get firm with them and tell them I have office hours only. More to the point, I spend 1/2 hour at the same time every day taking requests. Then I shut off my spirit connectivity and refuse to acknowledge or respond. If this seems uncaring, it's not. First and foremost, you have to keep your sanity intact. Making spirit contact is draining, and doing it all the time can eventually lead to a depleted immune system, along with various other unwanted conditions. Setting your intent and erecting boundaries. It's important to realize that some spirits are desperate. And, once they tune into your medium vibe beacon, they latch onto it. Because of this, frantic spirits must be discouraged and asked to come back at another time. Your mediumship helper guide is an excellent tool to help in this kind of situation. Ask your guide to assist the spirit and then let it go. A super effective exercise. To keep spirits from bothering you when not in session, imagine walking through your mind like it's your home. Think of this home as your spirit receiver. Now start at the back of the house or in the attic and open and shut all the windows, affirming that spirits cannot enter in at this time. You can do this out loud or in your mind. Then close the door to that room. Now, proceed throughout the entire dwelling doing the same activity in every room. Upon reaching the front door, loudly affirm the same thing and open and shut the door as a symbol of your determination and intent to shut troublesome spirits out of your mind when not in session to communicate with the spirit world. Importantly, with this last step, it's best to state your affirmation verbally emphatically. More importantly, don't be abusive. Again, some spirits are highly desperate for help and don't need to be told to, if off. And, don't forget, these spirits might be child spirits that you're dealing with. In conclusion, there are many different steps for making spirit contact successfully. It just takes some focus, practice, and exercises to your sixth sense abilities. And, it also depends on how you best make spirit contact, which becomes your method. Finally, for some natural and even trained mediums, spirits continually attempting to make contact 24/7 causes physical and emotional problems over time. Don't let this happen to you. Use the tools you've been given either in your mediumship training or in this post. You might be interested in Mediumship Wikipedia.